Hey, what's up? This is Pedro Barros, and you're listening to the Monday Mass.
Can you say it now in Portuguese?
Yeah. Aí, galera, aqui é o Pedro Barros, e vocês estão escutando a segunda Mass, que eu não sei o que significa em português.
Oh, bom dia! What's up, Monday Mass? Thanks, Pedro Barros, for that incredible intro. Hey, this is a really special episode of the Monday Mass. This is for April 10th, 2017. Let me set the scene here. I'm in a hotel room. I'm under a blanket trying to get some good sound. I'm in Serra Negra, Brazil, which is about 2 hours outside of Sao Paulo. All right, I'm here for the Vans Park Series stop number 2. And we'll get a little bit more about that later in Skate News. I'm a little tired. Just got done with a tourist day. My day off on this trip. Serra Negra is awesome. Skate park in the AM. Took a single-seater chairlift up a mountain to a Cristo sculpture, statue, giant thing. Wrapped it up with a trip to Disneylandia dos Robos, a robot house. It's crazy. Enough about my day off. Just come to Serra Negra if you have the chance. It's really cool here. Let's talk Monday Mass. I want to thank Torrey Holistics, always off the top. TorreyHolistics.com. Located in San Diego, let me tell you, CBD oils, brought them on my trip, skated all morning, took a CBD oils, not feeling sore, I'm feeling good, CBD oils rule, you can get them at Torrey Holistics, and let me tell you, this place is clean, you could bring your mother there, you could bring anybody there, and you'd be like, wow, this is a really nice place, Torrey Holistics. In Sereno Valley. Go there. Thank you for the support, Torrey Holistics, as usual. Let's start with skate news. As I said, the Vans Park Series, stop number 2, went nuts. We're in the Santo Bowl. It's way up in the mountains. The place was raging. The first day we got there, it's literally, we're 2.5 hours outside of Sao Paulo, up in the mountains. This skate park is 25, 30 minutes outside of Serra Negra. In the edge of the forest, a jungle. It's in these beautiful hills. It's just a private park in the middle of nowhere. Well, in the middle of, you know, in the middle of somewhere beautiful. It was awesome. Day one was the qualifiers, and just taking down the world was Tristan Rennie, skater from Rialto, California, just absolutely destroying this park. And taking down an incredible field, super stacked. Brazilian locals, some of the best skaters from around the world showed up. And, you know, two of my other favorites, CJ Collins, Roman Pabich, two little teen terrors. These kids are so fun to watch skate. Anyway, then it was the finals the next day, and the crowd was going just berserk. Every run, every trick, the Brazilian skate fans know exactly what's going on. Super fun to be a part of that. And of course, when your hometown hero, or home country hero, I should say, Pedro Barros does what he does, of course the crowd's gonna go nuts. This fool drops in, first run, gets a run into the 90s. Second run, back into the 90s. Third run, into the 90s. When I say 90s, I'm talking about score. Pedro Barros won this contest with his second run and pretty much was untouchable by anybody. He beat the second place skater by 10 points, which in Park Series language is insanity. So Pedro Barros took stop number 2 in Serra Negra, Brazil. Alex Sorgente got third. Ivan Federico, skater from Turin, Italy, got second. Willie Lara was super fun to watch as well. Everyone's fun to watch in Park Series. I'm telling you, Vans Park Series, the most fun skate events to watch live or on the internet. Go to Red Bull TV or VansParkSeries.com to watch the replays. Trust me, these contests are amazing, super fun to watch, and really fortunate for me to be a part of them as a play-by-play analyst. Neil Hendricks and Chris Pastris, thank you, Vans, for putting me on Vans Park Series. The next stop is in Malmo, Sweden. The park there is ridiculous. Kroxback. Swedish is a tough language to speak. Kroxback Park. It's in Malmo, Sweden. Just, you're going to love me when I tell you you got to watch it. It's going to be mental. Brooklyn Banks is open. No, it's not. It's not. We thought it was. But some OG NYC original New York skate crew cut through the fence. They skated it. They got busted by the cops. But hopes are high. They're thinking that this classic skate spot will be back soon. I've never skated it. I want to someday, really badly. Looks super fun. Brooklyn Banks, hopefully coming back soon. Another skateboard competition news. This is a good one, too. This is more of a skateboard TV show. It's called Mano y Mano. It's on the Woodward YouTube channel. The ultimate game of skate on a perfect mini ramp. Some of the most technical mini ramp wizardry you'll ever see. Seba Walker, Eric Winkowski, Grayson Fletcher, even Hannah Zanzi was there. 16 of the world's best mini ramp skaters do battle. I believe there's been 2 episodes up so far. I love mini ramp skating. And watching the world's best mini ramp skaters go trick for trick is just insane. CJ Collins was there too. Is it weird that I'm like a super fan of a 13-year-old skateboarder? I don't think so. Some recommended viewing. Jeff Grosso doing first look in the new Thrasher magazine. And even though he called me a douchebag once a while back, he's pretty funny to watch and listen as he looks through the brand new issue. Well, not new anymore, but the latest Thrasher magazine with Lizzie Amanto on the cover. And it's funny. He says, but I'm not bitter. He's bitter. It's funny. You should watch it. If you like him or not, if you watch it, you might dislike him more. If you do like him, you might like him more after you watch it. I liked it. It's cool. Sponsor stuff. Roman Pavich, who I just mentioned earlier, you're a ripper. He's now on OJ Wheels. This is kind of cool. Former, the clothing brand of Dane Reynolds, Austin Gillette, Craig Anderson fame, is now sponsoring Jake Anderson. No relation to Craig Anderson. Jake Anderson, the skateboarder. He rips. Super cool guy. And congratulations, Jake Anderson. I want a former shirt. The Bones Brigade is back on your wrist with Nixon. Does that sound weird? Anyway, Bones Brigade and Nixon have teamed up. This is a really cool collab. You have watches coming out with the graphics from all your favorite Bones Brigaders on each watch, all right? Tony Hawk, Mike McGill, Lance Mountain, Caballero, Roddy Mullen, Guerrero. Pick your favorite. Get them all. They're all killer. How awesome was the 80s? Seriously. I love this collab. Nixon doing it proper yet again. Teaming up with the Bones Brigade. Skate nerds, 80s skate freaks are going to be psyched on this. I know I am. I'm a huge Bones Brigade fan. I mean, seriously, how could you not be a fan of the Bones Brigade? Now you can have a watch with their classic graphics of your favorite Bones Brigader. Yeah, so once again, Bones Brigade, X Nixon. X is the international sign for collaboration, aka collab, and this is a sick one. So congrats, Nixon. Congrats, Bones Brigaders, for staying relevant since the 80s. I mean, what other group of skateboarders has had this much radness in a lifespan? It's 2017 and we're still hyped on the Bones Brigade. That's saying something. I love the Bones Brigade. I love Nixon. And if I get a watch, awesome. If not, you know what? I'll buy one. It's like I'm going to buy a former shirt. So that's your skate news. Don't forget, Vans Park Series, Malmo, Sweden, coming soon. Go to VansParkSeries.com. And I'm extra hyping Vans Park Series right now because that's why I'm here doing this podcast in the wonderful Serra Negra, Brazil. So thanks to Vans for getting me out and about and abroad. Snow news right now. Well, have I told you I'm in Brazil? Anyway, have I told you that I went to a Cabo with Alana Blanchard? Well, we'll get more on that later. But hey, snow news. And you know what? I'm as far away from you can get to the snow down in Serra Negra, Brazil. So I've got my friend, my homie, Eddie Wall, to come in hot with some snow news. So ladies and gentlemen, may I present Eddie Wall's snow news here on Monday Mass. Take it away, Eddie.
Chris Note. What's up, man? It's Eddie. Okay, so some snowboarding news. Let's see. Mammoth Mountain. They just got a big storm, 36 inches to 42 inches. So a couple feet in Mammoth. The whole town's buried. If you look on their Instagram, it's pretty rad. 578 inches total this season. So it's springtime. Things are winding down, but Mammoth is still getting hammered with snow. Speaking of Mammoth, they just released Hot Laps Episode 7. It's their web series. It's really cool. Jaeger Bailey has some banger stuff in this. So if you enjoy looking at park footage and really weird creative tricks, check out Jaeger Bailey. That would be on twsnow.com. And then also on transworld.com is Nick Russell just released a movie called Free. It's a 16mm and Super 8 movie. It's really cool. It's like when you watch it, it's almost like as if you're watching a movie, snowboard movie, kind of from the 80s or 90s. It's just really rad, flowy, snowboarding, all backcountry stuff. So pretty cool. Update on Canadian Olympian Mr. Mark McMorris. As you mentioned last week, Mark got in a really bad accident. You know, he drifted off of a jump in the backcountry and hit a tree, fractured his jaw, his left arm, his ribs, collapsed his left lung, pelvis fracture, ruptured his spleen, and pretty much was almost died. But he is up and walking around. He's already up walking. He has a cane, but he's released some footage of him kind of cruising around the hospital and outside of the hospital. So that is cool. The big question that everybody is asking is, will Mark be ready for the Olympics, which is under a year away, the 2018 Olympics in South Korea? So it's going to be a pretty, he's going to have to heal up pretty fast to get back on his board. But if anybody can do it, it's Mark. And I mean, this is the first year that Big Air is in the Olympics, and he definitely has a shot at that. So he takes it real serious. So I feel like he is going to, you know, if I put my money on it, if I had to put my money on it, I would say Mark's going to make a comeback. Also, speaking of Canadian snowboarders and injuries, 6 days ago, Jody Wochniak, he's a pro snowboarder, part of the Man Boys crew. He fractured his back in the backcountry, had to get airlifted out, all of that jazz. But he did just post a photo of him with a beer on a beach somewhere really nice, like super tropical beach, white sand, blue water. Just his girlfriend and him chilling. He had a beer in his hand. So, at least he's doing his rehab right. He's like, I'm injured and I'm going to paradise. So anyway, Jody Wochniak, hopefully he gets better. And that is kind of it for this week. And yeah, man, hope you're doing well. See ya.
Yeah, Eddie Wall. Thank you. Consummate professional. I used to work with Eddie on Field TV's Action Sports Plus. Eddie and I go way back. He's a homie. Thanks for that snow news update, Eddie Wall. And one more thing, and this is kind of surf/snow news. Legendary surfer Jerry Lopez will host the Big Wave Challenge at Mount Bachelor in Bend, Oregon this weekend. Or maybe it already happened. Maybe it's happening right now as we speak. That's your snow news. Thanks again. Eddie Wall. And that brings us to surf news. Lots of surf news to talk about. And a special guest. This is brought to you, of course, by South Coast Surf Shops. Southcoast.com. Yo, there is 5 locations for you to choose from OB, PB, South Coast Surf Shop. This place is rad. Shop local, support surf shops that support surfers and support you. So thank you to South Coast Surf Shops for supporting you and the Monday Mass. So we want to just tell all of our listeners, all 3 of you, to go to South Coast Surf Shops and buy your stuff there, or you can buy it at southcoast.com. Anyway, like I said earlier, very special edition of the Monday Mass for many, many reasons. And here's one of them. I got Chris Groh from The Shred Show today on Monday Mass to give us your picks for spring surfboards, a.k.a. springboards. You should buy, borrow, steal. Don't steal them. I've had a board stolen. It sucks. Get a job. Buy a board. Ask your parents for one. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's start off with some fun business about Daredevils. Who remembers Daredevils? I do. I was in them, all 3 of them. Daredevils, we're back. The Daredevils trilogy and so much more is all available now on Vimeo.com. And I tell you, so many people have come up to me in the past 20 years and told me how much Daredevils has influenced them, how much this series has meant to them. And I'll tell you, my whole teenage life was caught on film during the filming of Daredevils 1, 2, and 3, and all the little mini features and stuff that we made surrounding these videos. So please go to Vimeo.com/channels/Daredevils. Just Google search it on Vimeo. Jesse Schlunz, you're killing it with the Daredevils channel. The cult classic is back. That's right, folks. Daredevils is back. And you should seriously carve yourself a little chunk of time to go down the Daredevils wormhole. That is the Daredevils Vimeo channel. I called it. Who didn't call it? John Florence won the Drug Aware Market River Pro. Easy call. Easiest call ever. The way he served from Heat 1 to Heat 100 would just... nobody stands a chance. Sorry. He's got that yellow, golden jersey. The yellow, gold, whatever. It should be golden. He's got the golden jersey. He's going to keep it. No one's going to catch up to him. John Florence, go ahead and crown him. World champion. It's a battle for second place, folks. I guess we'll see what happens in Bells as it comes up. But I'm telling you right now, John's going to win his second world title this year. Easy call. No worries. Some other news from the Margaret River. I'm not laughing. There was a wildlife break, which is a very nice, calm way to say there's a shark in the water. A big one. Knowing anything about Western Australia, there are some big sharks there. And one showed up during the contest, and they stopped everything. Let this bad boy, this bad hombre, pass. And as soon as the shark was gone, the contest resumed. And, of course, John destroyed everybody. Chloe Indiana got second. He was ripping, too. I have a feeling Chloe's going to be in the top three this year. That's a call you'll hear now first on the Monday Mass. Sally Fitzgibbons won the women's. Waves were firing the whole time. It was a great contest. It just took a long time. I shouldn't say the waves were firing the whole day, the whole time. They were firing when the contest was running. But for the 6 days between round five and the quarterfinals, we just were waiting. Come on. I think the contests need to be shorter. That's my call. The next contest is at Bells, the Rip Curl Bells Pro, one of the longest running surf events in the history of competitive surfing. My forecast prediction is the waves are going to be really good. John Florence is going to beat Kelly Slater in the finals. There, I said it on April 10th. So mark it down somewhere on a piece of paper that I said that. John Florence is going to beat Kelly Slater in the finals. Carissa Moore is going to win the women's. Both my fantasy teams suck. I should be able to pick these things better. I'm in two fantasy surfing leagues, and I'm losing in both of them. I believe I'm in the 50,878th place in one of them. So don't ask me for fantasy surf picks, because I'm not good at this. I pick with my heart, not my head. I go with my guts, my passion. And I always pick homies. That's my problem. That's why my fantasy surf team's not good. Surfline says, Donald Trump has done it again. This is the only political statement you'll hear on the Monday Mass. Donald Trump and his travel ban have taken Rosie Hodge out of the commentator game for at least the first couple of events, and that's a bummer because we all love Rosie. Hey, Kaipo rules, though. I'm telling you, you should get Rosie and Kaipo. That's a dynamic duo. I love the commentary team that the WSL has, and I hope to be on it for some upcoming events, but they all killed it on those first couple of events. And if you don't like it, mute it. Nobody's forcing you to listen, but I think you should. These guys all know what's up. They know what they're talking about. Maybe you can learn something, and we want Rosie back. Other surf news. Dane Reynolds cracked a couple of vertebrae at Pipeline. This was super scary. Saw the wave that Dane got on the internet. It was very heavy. Heavy, heavy wipeout on a crazy-looking wave at Backdoor Pipeline. So get well soon, Dane Reynolds. Man, Pipe and Backdoor are not messing around this year. Pipe has had the best spring break swells that really anyone's seen in a long time. It's been pumping, and we saw some of the biggest, best days at Pipeline really ever in the past couple months. So Pipe and Backdoor have turned on for 2017, and most likely, just like in snowboarding, we're going to be surfing Pipeline until July. Opening day at Cloudbreak happened. Let me try that again. Opening day at Cloudbreak Tavarua. Bam! Heavy, big, perfect waves pulsing through. Saw it on a bunch of people's Instagrams. Alex Gray's Instagram was flaring up with perfect waves from Cloudbreak, which I'm too scared to surf, but I bet restaurants was great for me, for a guy like me. You know who was there? It was Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett was there just jamming. Cheeseburger in Paradise and Son of a Sailor playing all the hits on the beach as if being on Tavarua wasn't amazing enough. When the waves are firing, you come to the beach, you get a private Jimmy Buffett show. No rules. Surf Flick Alert, must watch. It's called Earth. It was made by Ben Weiland. Stars Dane and Tanner Gadowskis surfing in frozen-ass Iceland, scoring waves, chasing surf via snowmobile and tractor. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, they start the video with Pink Floyd. Bam. Pink Floyd on the soundtrack. The two goofy-footed Gadowskis bros showing off those lethal backhands. Video is epic. I couldn't get enough of it. I wish it was twice as long. Nice work, Ben Weiland. Wave pool news. Come on, man. Wave pool approved for Perth. Bird watchers voice backlash. Saw that on Surfline. I'm not even going to talk about wave pools until they're done. Until I see actual video evidence of the wave pool working with waves and people surfing on them, I'm not talking about wave pools. Tired of seeing drawings of wave pools. I just want to see a wave pool in person. Okay? Sorry to get angry. Jeez. I seriously want to surf a wave pool so bad, a really good one. I surfed the one in Dubai once. That was a good one. Surfed Typhoon Lagoon. That was fun. But let's talk about these new ones. There's a new one I've heard of called the Cove. I told you I wasn't going to talk about... Sorry. No more talk of wave pools until they actually start getting built. And now, folks, this dude's an expert. Chris Groh from The Shred Show, a show all about surfboards. The best show on the internet about surfboards. The best show in the world about surfboards. Chris Groh, this man is an expert. So this is an exclusive we have here on the Monday Mass. This is Chris Groh from The Shred Show with his spring surfboard picks. Listen up.
Hi, I'm Chris from Shred Show. And yeah, it's true. I was listening to Monday Mass last Tuesday from my sofa. I was watching the sunset. I had the Mass Master himself in my eardrums when I saw an email from him saying, hey, share three boards for spring. Look, this is easy. Number one, Dan Mann from Coronado, California, designed a surfboard called the Chumley, built in Firewire's new helium technology. I have been surfing it for 2 months, and it finally hits surf shops in 2 weeks. You surf it about 6 inches shorter than you are. It's really wide, so you skate really quick, but it's not too thick, so you can turn it surprisingly quickly. I can't wait for people to feel what I have been feeling while surfing the Chumley. Number two, Rob Machado's Go Fish. Now, at first glance, you'll see the Go Fish and you'll think, oh, it's a traditional twin keel fish, and you're gonna dig it. But when you flip it over and you see how Rob designed the bottom of that surfboard, you will see just how wild Rob's surfboard designing mind is getting in Cardiff by the Sea, California. Be sure that you surf the Go Fish with K2 keel fins from Futures. Number three, get weird on Craigslist. Search out something you wouldn't normally ride and then buy it because it's cheap and old and odd, and you get to meet a stranger from the internet, and who knows, you may love it, and you may even love the stranger that you meet on the internet. Stranger things have happened. And a bonus, look, you guys, I have seen Chris Cote, the master of mass, surf his self-shaped mid-length from Shaper Studios with my own eyes. It looks fun. It looks cruisy. It looks like a blast. And you can ask him for a board swap when you see him next, because Chris Cote is not a stranger from the internet, despite what you have heard. That's it for me. It's time to pass the mic like Mike D.
I told you he knows what he's talking about. Thank you, Chris Groh, for giving us your picks for spring surfboards. And he's right. If you do see me surfing on my self-shaped 7'2 asymmetric mid-length, come try it. Come at me, bro. I'll let you ride it on a couple waves. No worries. And if you want to go shape yourself one, go to Shaper Studios. They have 5 locations. They're awesome. I say awesome on this show a lot. Shaper Studios, highly recommended. Shape your own board. I shape mine. The Self-Shaped Surf Festival is April 29th at Seaside Reef. Save the date. You still have time to make your own board, but time's running out. You better call Shaper Surfboards or start shaping something in your backyard. Go to shaperstudios.com for more info. Hey, that's been the Monday Mass, a special edition recorded in Serra Negra, Brazil, just outside of Sao Paulo. I'm getting hot under this blanket in this weird hotel room by myself. I'll be home in a couple days. Yo, that's been the Monday Mass Show. Thank you to Masterplan PR for hooking up the public relations. Masterplanpr.com. Seriously, when you ask me how this show got so popular in a year from now, I'm gonna take credit for it for sure. But then I'm going to also say it was my men and women at Masterplan PR. Literally, at Masterplan PR. Thank you for listening to the Monday Mass here on You Online, on the You Network of podcasts. A lot of great podcasts here on the You Network. Go to youonline.com and pick one. Listen to Rob Moult's podcast. Listen to Mike Halloran's podcast. Listen to Chris Cantori's podcast. And keep listening and keep subscribing and keep commenting here on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Thank you to my guest contributors, Chris Groh and Eddie Wall and Pedro Barros. I'm out. I got a 20-hour ride home. Hopefully I make it. See you next week. Time to hear you. Listen to me next week on the Monday Mass. Bye.